Thank you, Madam Chair. Actually, they gave me 5 minutes and I'll try to be brief because it's not enough at all. So I presented two presentations. I'll take the short one. Well, the first, we have to mention that the world needs strategic and results-oriented and incorporated measures to enhance consumer protection. Legal and regulatory framework. Consumer Protection Guidelines act as the international reference. The guidelines were reserved by the UN General Assembly Resolution 70-186 of the December the 22nd, 2015. UNCTAD promotes the guidelines and encourage interested member state of to enhance consumer protection in the provision of the public and private goods and service. Example, Egypt issued a new enhanced CP law. Egypt adopted some of the UNCTAD CP guidelines as well as the EU consumer protection directives to enhance its CP system. And here I have to mention that we had a training project with the European Union, and we were so keen to take all what the European Union invested in their system about the consumer protection, and that led to start from where others end, instead of start from where they began. The new law was issued in April 2018, reviewed an institutional framework. The professional review of the institutional policies and procedures is crucial to determine aspects need to build an enhanced CP system. What could be reviewed? The organizational structure, the internal policies and procedures, the complaint handling cycles, rules and responsibilities, distribution between the government and the non-governmental organization. Cooperation with consumer protection association, the NGOs. Well-equipped, sustained and trained NGOs can be a good help to enhance CP system. Consumer information, consumer centers, comparative tests, consumer complaints, legal representation of the weak consumer. Example, EU consumer centers, the European Consumer Centers Network, ECC-NET is a qualified network in most of the EU countries. The centers provide information on consumer rights and handle consumer complaints. Coordinate with government authorities to provide the consumer with needed help if they cannot provide it. International cooperation. International cooperation is gaining importance because of the globalization and digitalization of the economy. The number of consumers affected by fraud and scam online is much larger than in the traditional forms of commerce. And here also we have to refer to the misleading advertising, the cross-border misleading advertising from a country to another country affect that country for the local market. Effort of the international consumer related to organization and network are more need now than ever. UNCTAD, OECD, ISPIN, Consumer International, African Dialogue, and others. Let us join hands to determine urgent common needs and work together toward addressing them to enhance consumer protection. Together, we won the resolution 70-186 and can gain more achievement. And here, before I leave, really, we won the new guidelines, the new resolution guidelines, because it's our constitution. It has everything. It's urge the advanced country to support the developed one. And we have to ask the advanced country to support the developed country to establish their mechanism, because it's a part of the sustainable agenda 2030, because the first goal is fighting poverty. Without supporting the poor people to take what's in their hands from money, they will be still vulnerable. Thank you for listening.